In the morning, it's not the girl, but my prep team, who are hanging over me. My lessons with Effie and Hamish are over. This day belongs to Cinna. He's my last hope. Maybe he can make me look so wonderful, no one will care what comes out of my mouth. The team works on me until late afternoon, turning my skin to glowing satin, stenciling patterns on my arms, painting flame designs on my 20 perfect nails. Then Venia goes to work on my hair, weaving strands of red into a pattern that begins at my left ear, wraps around my head, and then falls in one braid down my right shoulder. They erase my face with a layer of pale makeup and draw my features back out. Huge dark eyes, full red lips, lashes that throw off bits of light when I blink. Finally, they cover my entire body in a powder that makes me shimmer in gold dust. Then Cinna enters with what I assume is my dress, but I can't really see it because it's covered. "Close your eyes," he orders. I can feel the silken inside as they slip it down over my naked body. Then the weight. It must be 40 pounds. I clutch Octavia's hand as I blindly step into my shoes, glad to find they are at least 2 inches lower than the pair Effie had me practice in. There's some adjusting and fidgeting, then silence. "Can I open my eyes?" I ask.
"Yes," says Cinna. "Open them."
The creature standing before me in the full-length mirror has come from another world, where skin shimmers and eyes flash, and apparently they make their clothes from jewels. Because my dress, oh, my dress, is entirely covered in reflective, precious gems, red and yellow and white, with bits of blue that accent the tips of the flame design. The slightest movement gives the impression I am engulfed in tongues of fire. I'm not pretty. I'm not beautiful. I am as radiant as the sun. For a while, we all just stare at me. "Oh, Cinna," I finally whisper. "Thank you."
"Twirl for me," he says.
I hold out my arms and spin in a circle. The prep team screams in admiration. Cinna dismisses the team and has me move around in the dress and shoes, which are infinitely more manageable than Effie's. The dress hangs in such a way that I don't have to lift the skirt when I walk, leaving me with one less thing to worry about.
"So, all ready for the interview, then?" asks Cinna.
I can see by his expression that he's been talking to Hamish, that he knows how dreadful I am. "I'm awful. Hamish called me a dead slug. No matter what we tried, I couldn't do it. I just can't be one of those people he wants me to be," I say. Cinna thinks about this a moment.
"Why don't you just be yourself?"
"Myself? That's no good either. Hamish says I'm sullen and hostile," I say.
"Well, you are, around Hamish," says Cinna with a grin. "I don't find you so. The prep team adores you. You even won over the game makers. And as for the citizens of the capital, well, they can't stop talking about you. No one can help but admire your spirit."
My spirit? This is a new thought. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but it suggests I'm a fighter, in a sort of brave way. It's not as if I'm never friendly. Okay, maybe I don't go around loving everybody I meet. Maybe my smiles are hard to come by, but I do care for some people.